SF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Hello, I'm David Kavlovic, presenting to you some classical muse. Johann Sebastian Bach opens today's show. Isn't that good of him? It's always good to open things with Bach, so we start with one of his English suites for keyboard. Bach composed these suites sometime between 1713 and 1720, making this his earliest set of keyboard suites, with the exception of one or two earlier ones. The style of these suites, though, shows no influence of English keyboard music. Rather, Bach possibly titled them English suites as a tribute to the French harpsichordist and composer Charles Duport, who was actually more popular in England than he was in France. Duport himself composed Suite de Clavecin, and decidedly in the French style. Bach modeled his English suites, and later his actual French suites, on Duport's works. So even though these Bach compositions are titled English suites, they are, in fact, French in style. Get it? Got it? Good. Here, then, is Johann Sebastian Bach's English Suite No. 1 in A Major, BWV Catalog No. 806. The Swiss harpsichordist Christian Jacotet is the performer.
Thank you. Thank you.
the very French-sounding English Suite, number one in A minor, BWV catalog number 806, composed by Johann Sebastian Bach sometime around 1713. We heard it performed by Christian Jacoté on the harpsichord. We stay with the harpsichord, but jump to the later 20th century for our next work by American-born Canadian composer Linda Catlin Smith. Her solo harpsichord work, Gravity, was composed in 1988. Of the piece, Smith writes, quote, "The title refers to the idea of the low notes creating an illusion of gravity, and also to the way pitches collect themselves, or gravitate, into harmonic worlds. It is written with an allusion to the unmeasured preludes of Louis Couperin, where time can be interpreted quite freely," end quote. Gravity is a wonderful journey through harpsichord sonority, full of sumptuous harmonies that are rarely entrusted to the instrument. The French connection to Louis Couperin is apt too, since so many gestures swirl upward from the bass. I quite enjoyed producing this recording of Smith's composition that we are about to hear. Linda Catlin Smith composed Gravity for the British-Canadian harpsichordist Colin Tilney, whom we will now hear perform.